Leviticus. Chapter 27. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When a man shall make a special vow of persons to the Lord at your evaluation, then your evaluation shall be for the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old. Even your evaluation shall be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a female, then your evaluation shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old even unto 20 years old, then your evaluation shall be for the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even unto 5 years old, then your evaluation shall be for the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then your evaluation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him, according to his ability that vowed shall the priest value him. And if it be an animal, of which man bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man gives of such unto the Lord shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good, and if he shall at all change animal for animal, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. And if it be any unclean animal, of which they do not offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, then he shall present the animal before the priest. And the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as you value it, who are the priest, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto your evaluation. And when a man shall dedicate his house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall value it, so shall it stand. And if he that dedicates it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your valuation unto it, and it shall be his. And if a man shall dedicate unto the Lord some part of a field of his possession, then your valuation shall be according to the seed from it, a homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your valuation it shall stand. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money due according to the years that remain, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your valuation. And if he that dedicates the field will at any time redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your valuation unto it, and it shall belong to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto the Lord, as a field devoted, the possession thereof shall be the priest's. And if a man dedicates unto the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of your valuation, even up to the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give your valuation in that day, as a holy thing unto the Lord. In the year of the Jubilee the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all your valuations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Only the firstling of the animals, which should be the Lord's firstling, no man may dedicate it, whether it be ox, or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it be of an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation, and shall add a fifth part to it, or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless no devoted thing, that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he is, both of man and animal, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed, every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord. No one devoted to destruction, who shall be devoted among men, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem any of his tithes, he shall add to it the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it, and if he changes it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy, it shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai.